Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hello, loves, and happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. How are you doing today? I hope your weekend is going well. I hope you're enjoying yourself, chilling back, having fun, whatever it is that you want to do this weekend, and you're just feeling the weekend vibes. How's the weather been? I feel like that's such an adult thing to ask. Like, once you get an adult, you just start asking about the weather. But, like, it's been so rainy and just blah. Well, it's been like a mixture, but it's been more rainy than anything. In fact, right now as I'm recording, I'm literally like going against the thunder, having to stop and start again so you guys will hear thunder. Like, this is not an ASMR podcast, so you know, we don't want the thunder in here. But regardless of however the weather is, I hope you guys are enjoying your summer so far and just being able to relax and everything. And so I'm trying my best to relax and I'm trying to enjoy the summer, but things are just getting a little bit out of control. And I know that you guys know what I'm talking about, because life just gets out of control. And especially right now, life is just out of control in general. Like, the entire world is just out of control right now. So think about the world being out of control, and then now you have to factor in the fact that your life is just crazy out of control. Hopefully I'm not the only one right now whose life's out of control. I mean, I don't want anyone else's life to just be spiraling and out of control and going crazy. I don't want that. I want everyone to be on the up and up. But this is reality, this is life, and at the end of the day, it gets out of control. And you know, everyone wants to not be that only one, you know, because I need someone who can relate. I need someone who can relate with me, okay? Regardless, hopefully no one else's life is spiraling too much. But right now, life is just a little too out of control for me. And I'm not exactly sure what to do. And you know, the crazy thing about when things get crazy or hectic in your life, the first instinct, and I feel like I have to make a disclaimer, even though I know I don't have to, still regardless. Again, this isn't everyone. I know this isn't everyone. Everyone reacts to things differently. Everyone responds to things differently. But I feel like a majority or a lot of people tend to freak out when life gets out of control. I think that's like the first instinct. That's the first thing you think of to do. You start to freak out. You probably start to get anxious. You have no clue what to do. And again, this is for me. I'm literally like kind of, actually I have two different mechanisms. For me, it's depending on the level. It's either I'm going to get really anxious and I'm going to freak out and I'm going to lose my mind, or everything is literally spiraling and it's like, I don't know if you've seen that meme where the dog is sitting in a house or in a room or whatever, and there's literally fire everywhere, fire, flames everywhere, and he's just sitting there and he's like, I'm fine, everything's fine, and there's flames everywhere around him, but he's just sitting there with a smile on his face, and I think he has like a cup of coffee or something. He's like, I'm fine, everything's fine. Like, that's me. That's like my other mechanism. It's like everything is literally spiraling, everything's going downhill. I probably have a limited time to figure some things out, which currently, yes, I do actually. I have a limited time to figure things out, but it's like I can't even get myself to worry about it. It's like, just let it all happen. Like, the flames are around me, but I'm just sitting here like, it's fine, ignoring everything. And I'm kind of like starting to lean towards that, which is terrible, but it just happens. I can't help it. But back to what I was saying is that a lot of us tend to freak out and instantly like lose our minds because, I mean, number one, things are getting out of control. Like, no one likes their life getting out of control. Even someone who is spontaneous, they're spontaneous because they choose to be spontaneous. They choose to live life on the edge. They choose to randomly do this or go with the motion of the ocean because that's how they like it. They choose to do that. It's on their terms. But when the ocean decides to literally move on its own and they did not, you know, choose to, even if they choose to go with it, like, well, this shit's hit me, I'm just gonna go with it. You cannot say that depending on what it is, even for them for a moment, it could be a little, oh wait, this is a little too much of a different path. Like, even then, like, things can get a little crazy. You can freak out a little bit because it's not in your control. You didn't choose to go that direction. So even if you're a go with the flow type of person, there's still some type of control in that because you chose to go with the flow. Like, you have control of your life and you choose to go with the flow. So even there's control where you choose to not have control. I don't know if that makes sense. But hopefully you get where I'm trying to say. But we tend to freak out and it's just like you lose your mind because life is not in control. You're not in control. And to be in control, it's like stability. And a lot of people need that stability, including me. Like, even with me, I like to have my morning routines, but I don't like to do the exact same thing every day. And I'm feeling the effects of that as I'm doing the exact same thing every day and have been doing the exact same thing every day since the pandemic. So I've been feeling the effects from that. But, you know, to have that stability, to have that control is to have that stability. And you need some type of stability, some type of something. Like, even someone who goes with the flow in life, they may not schedule or plan out what they want for breakfast, but they know they like to have breakfast every day. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't, say they don't have breakfast one day, I don't know, they just woke up late because, you know, they just wake up whenever they wake up and maybe it's a little too late and they have to go out and get something or do something. So you don't have time to get breakfast or you don't have time to grab breakfast at a fast food place because breakfast time is over and now they're like hungry. I don't know, you know, hopefully you get what I'm saying. Regardless, like, you need there's some form of stability somewhere. And so once you lose that control, you lose that stability, you lose that sense, you know, it's like, oh my God, things are spiraling. It's like, what am I going to do? I don't have the reins. Like, I've lost the reins. Like, the horse is going wild. Things are going down. Everything's going left and right. Things are pacing. I don't know if you saw that SpongeBob episode where he had like, it was like inside of his brain and like the little mini SpongeBobs were like filing, I guess, his like memories and filing whatever stuff in his brain, and like things are going crazy and they're running around hectic. If you've seen the SpongeBob episode, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, then you probably think I sound crazy. But if you've seen the episode, then you get what I'm saying. It's basically the same as the dog meme where he's sitting and there's flames everywhere. You know, that's just what it looks like. And it's like, what am I going to do? Like, I've lost total control of everything in my life. But something that I'm trying to learn is that you have to be okay with not being in control. And it's easier said than done, especially depending on whatever the situation is. Some things you really want to get a rein on them. You really want to grab the reins and you want to grab them quickly. And some things, you know, you might just have to let flow. But regardless, in the moment, you kind of have to learn with being okay with not being in control. And it's just like some things you literally just in the moment, you literally just can't control. You can try and figure something out. You can think of ways to solve the situation, but there are some things that in that moment you literally just can't control because that is just how life rolls. Like, you can try to solve the situation. You can do something that could lead to steps to maybe getting things back in order, but sometimes that's the only thing you can do. And you literally just have to sit and wait and let things take its course. And that is a lot harder to do. That is definitely easier said than done. because it's when you're someone, especially if you love to have a tight knit, like you like to have things in order, you will freak out if even the smallest thing is out of control. If you're one of those people like that, I know that's a lot harder said than done. But sometimes you just have to breathe and say, you know what, I'm not in control of this. I have to take a moment and realize that no matter what I do, no matter what I say, I am not in control, and I have to let life take its course. Like, this is what's the new, this is what's now, this is what I either have to accept or either have to accept in the moment. And again, it's a lot easier said than done. It's very, very hard, but continuing to try and take control, continue to try and be so anxious and just have that tight hold on things and everything, it's going to hurt you more than anything. It's going to harm you more than letting go. Sometimes you have to accept the new norm. And we all know about that now. We all know about the new norm now. The pandemic taught us about that. So sometimes you have to accept the new norm and just go with the flow with this. Sometimes you have to take on that perspective, go with the flow, figure things out as they roll. Roll with the punches and figure things out later, because I promise you, you are going to lose your mind way more by worrying about it and by trying to stay in control in everything than you would if you just let things take their course. So if you're someone who is struggling, who is worrying about something, who lost control, listen, yes, there are things that you can work on getting back in control, but give it time. Don't stress over it. Things will slowly come back together. Those puzzle pieces will come together and they'll be whole again. It'll be a whole picture again. The things that went loose, that went wild, that went crazy, that took unexpected turns, it'll come back. You know, when you take an unexpected turn and you're driving and you have to go all around, eventually you find your way back on the right path. You'll find your way back. Whatever went off the path, it'll come back. But you can't keep worrying about it. You have to breathe and you have to be okay with not being in control, and you have to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. But that is all for today. I hope you guys, again, are having a lovely Sunday, a great weekend, and a great start to your week. And I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPDPodcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.